JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
All right, we're in this bloody stupid lockdown, Fat, and therefore life is different, fair to say. Yes. I'll tell you what I'm doing too much of, walking.
What?
Well, I've had enough
walking.
Of, walking? Since when do you walk all the bloody time? But I'm walking, Fat. And you can only walk around 5Ks around your joint, not allowed outside that. You can only do it once a day. You only do it for an hour, all the stuff we know. So I go for a walk with Lisa, and we've got this sort of route that we walk.
Route.
About, well, I'd have to
what do you have on the route?
I reckon it'd be about 9K a trip. Anyway, what I have noticed more than anything else as I'm walking around, Fat, is obviously a lot of other people walking. But, Bill, lots of people, a staggering amount of people don't have masks on.
No, I can't believe that.
How is that?
I go for walks, Jim. And people have got masks on, everyone down here.
No, not everyone. Too many people haven't got them on. Well, not too many, but a staggering number of people. And you know what I think as soon as I see them is you're just welcoming a $1,600 fine. Why would you want that?
Yeah. But is there some rules and regulations where you don't have to if you're exercising?
Well, no, if you're running, that's different. And lots of people run in the same sort of area and bike, that's fine. No, these people are just legitimately walking around. No mask.
Do you say something, Jim?
No, you don't.
You
can
Karen.
No, I'm not one of those.
You should do.
You know I can't stand people who are dibber-dobbers. But, Bill, I just find it amazing because if they're seen by the authorities, $1,600, you're fined. Why would you want to pay $1,600? Just put a bloody mask on. I don't understand it, Bill. I know they're uncomfortable. I know they're crap to wear. I don't like wearing them either, but it's the law. Put the bloody thing on or cop a fine. I don't get it. Anyway, that's the first thing.
There's a lot of Karens out there, Jim, that just like to be disobedient. Well, I just can't work it out myself.
No, I don't get that. So that's one thing. And I'm not saying bad. You can do whatever you like. It's a free country, but I just don't understand.
Put a mask on.
The second one, Bill,
put a mask on.
The second one I don't get. You know, in this stage four that we're in, you know you're not allowed to recycle? Did you know that?
No.
So you are not allowed to put folded up cardboard in your car, drive to a recycling depot and take that out of your car and put it in the shipping container and drive off. You're not allowed to do that.
Right. But you can at home, obviously.
Oh, be your normal on the weekends. Yeah. But if you've got, you've just moved house and you've got a whole lot of those delivery boxes, you're not allowed to flatten all those boxes, put them in the back of your car, drive to a recycling place and put them into a recycling bin. You're not allowed to do that. So, you know what I find interesting?
What?
You can go to Dan Murphy's, where there are 20 people in every aisle, and buy as much piss as you want. That's absolutely fine. But if you try and save the planet by recycling your bloody cardboard, not allowed. Fat. I mean, you think how stupid that is. Like you drive up to, we've got one around the back of our joint in Sandy. You drive up there, the woman in the weighbridge is a good 3 metres away. So even if you tried to, you can't infect her with anything, or she can't infect you. So there's no problem there. Then you drive past her, Fat, up to a massive, great big shipping container with no bastard within 100 metres of you. Get out of your own car wearing your own mask. Grab your own cardboard out of the back. Chuck it into the shipping container. Get back into your own car. Drive out of the joint, back to your own joint. Not see anyone. And you're not allowed to do it. Fat.
I like that. Sucked in.
How is it you're not allowed to do that? But you're allowed to go to Dan Murphy's and buy whatever you want with another 100 people in the joint.
Just, I don't know. I honestly don't know that one, but just throw it over the next door neighbour's fence. Oh! And put it over there somewhere. Just, I tell you what, with how much it cost you to drop that recycled cardboard off, mate, it's not worth it anyway. How dear is it to go to those joints?
Well, this is my whole point. But because we're in the midst of a pandemic, it's not important to recycle anymore, is that it? Is that what you're understanding?
Well, we're only in stage three here. We can still do it here, but I agree with you with the non-mask. Everyone should have a mask.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
Any other bloody whinges?
We're about to extend the state of emergency for another year. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's good. We're going well.
I've had enough of you too.
Actually, I'm going to Queensland.
Stay there. Good. Up there go up there and stay there.
It's a Rush Hour, Triple M.